T-Bone Burnett is, as you may know, a superstar music producer. He's collaborated with Elvis Costello, Bob Dylan, Elton John, Alison Krauss, Roy Orbison. He's also behind the music from the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Burnett has won 13 Grammys, one Oscar, one Golden Globe, and for the first time in 16 years, he is writing for himself. His solo album is The Other Side, and here's the first track, the song He Came Down.
After he climbed the mountain high, he came down, he came down. After he walked into the sky, he came down. He came down when he was given.
And that is He Came Down from T-Bone Burnett's new album, The Other Side. And T-Bone Burnett joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now. So good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You have written and produced for some of the best in the music business this generation. And now the solo album. I just want to ask you, what is the reward and perhaps the downside of putting out your own songs?
Well, you know, I don't know either at the moment. Well, time will tell, but I don't think there's any real downside for me. These songs are songs I started writing for other people to sing, and then the more they kept coming, I realized that there was a cohesion about them that was an album. So I'm happy to put it out, and I'm happy to give this music to people.
Yeah, well, these 12 songs, they strike me as personal and warm. A gentler side than, you know, some of your previous music and certainly some of what you've produced in the past. You produced the soundtrack to The Hunger Games, you know, Dystopia. You describe your former self as rebellious. Something changed?
Yeah, a lot changed. Like, you know, I got older. I mean, I'm way too old to be an angry young man at this point. But, you know, I was reading a book by Ian McGilchrist called The Master and His Emissary. And in it, he said that human beings sang to each other for thousands of years before we innovated the technology of language. And I realized that when we sang to each other, that it was pure tone. And so everyone knew what everyone else was saying. So we invented language so that we could keep secrets. Mm. And I realized I have to get underneath language. I have to get back to just pure tone. And that's the major shift in my life at this point.
Yeah. No, I heard you talk about a little bit of this, that language is a perversion of music. And I say, as someone who makes a living in this horrid medium known as language, I have to ask it this way. Would it be better if we just all played music and sang to one another?
Well, you know, we are singing to each other in one way or another, but, you know, sometimes the songs are not as benevolent as they could be. But, yeah, I also make my living in the world of language. So, I mean, language can be poetry as well. You know, it doesn't have to be used for evil. The goal is to learn to use language to make everyone's life better, I think.
Yeah. Well, a number of artists join you on some of the tracks for this album, including Roseanne Cash and Dennis Crouch on this track. We're going to listen to I'm Gonna Get Over This Someday. Let's hear a little bit.
I'm gonna get over this someday. I might as well get over it now. I'm gonna get over this somewhere at the moment. I don't know how. I don't want to be the judge, and I don't want to hold a grudge. I'm gonna get over this someday, I might as well get over it now. I don't want to compete with you.
I love Roseanne Cash. She's a sister, and we have a long relationship. This song, I was trying to write something like a 1950s Don Gibson song, one of those old classic songs. And I knew she understood everything about that genre, if we could call it that. And so I just sent it to her and her husband, John Leventhal, who's a brilliant producer and guitarist. And she recorded her harmony in New York and sent it back. And I didn't change a note of it. She knew exactly what to do. She knew which lines to sing on, which part to sing, what tone to sing in. And So I hope to have many more collaborations with Roseanne in the future.
One other partner of yours on this is the pop band Lucius. They appear on several songs, including this one we're going to hear a little bit of. The song is The Pain of Love.
The pain of love comes over you from above, over no virtue. A rain of dreams to pursue and another lover to notice you. The pain of love comes over you. We are like gods, but we are not gods. We can create and we can destroy. We can shoot straight, can decoy. We are like gods, but we are not gods. We can break rank.
Boy, I love the voices, the lyrics. We are like gods, but we are not gods. What comes out to me is the clarity of the voices in the music. I mean, even on my phone and my phone headphones, I'm in the room with you and your collaborators, and the quality of the sound, that has always been a hallmark of your work and your priorities, hasn't it?
It is. You know, the most profound experience of hearing music is to be in the room with the people who are playing it. And the next most profound experience is a high fidelity recording. And that's always been my goal. That's the world I grew up in, and that's the world I learned to record in. You know, we've stepped so far back from the actual experience of music, live music, to having music bounced off of satellites and back to us. The experience of listening has been steadily degraded over a couple of decades now.
You have talked about how the music business has changed in interviews and how challenging it can be financially, how hard it is these days to make a living in music, to live in Nashville now. Given that reality, then, how does the next generation of Roy Orbison's, Bob Dylan's, Elvis Costello develop?
Certainly through practicing and playing for people in a room, but also, you know, Taylor Swift, whom I love, just sold 700,000 vinyl records in 3 days over a weekend. So, you know, I've been talking for decades now about how much better vinyl sounds than digital transcriptions. And I think we've won. I think, you know, when digital first happened, the technologists said, well, just play live and sell T-shirts. And we responded, well, why don't we play live and sell records? That's actually what we do. We're musicians. We don't make T-shirts. So yeah, that's what's happening. And Taylor's the leading edge of that now.
Wow. Yeah, just kind of coming back, as you say, to that quality that you talk so much about. Finally, let's cue up one of my favorites on your album, the song Everything and Nothing.
Everybody wants to know the truth, but nobody wants to hear it. Everybody has to face the end, but nobody wants to get near it. Everybody wants peace, but nobody wants to surrender. Everyone lives in the past, but nobody seems to remember.
It sounds like a meditation on time.
Certainly, yeah. Everything and Nothing. That's probably the song I worked hardest on. I wrote it with Gary Nicholson, and it took about 2 years to get all those couplets so that they landed. And the first couplet we wrote was Everybody Wants to Know the Truth, but Nobody Wants to Hear It. And once you get a couplet that tight, you have to work hard. So I love that song. Thank you for landing on it.
You thought about what's next? Are you going to go back to producing? You have produced for the biggest names.
Well, you know, I'm writing a country record right now with Ringo Starr. That's good. I'm doing about 20 things right now. I'm working on a documentary about the Telluride Folk Festival And I'm not producing that much anymore. I really enjoy writing. It's at this stage of my life, that's where everything comes from in the first place. So I'm trying to write every morning, every day.
My goodness, is it? Do we have it right? 76 years old and still doing 76,000 things?
Yeah, that's about it. You're so right.
Yeah. Well.
You know, I feel like when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I haven't done anything, and then I look at what I've done and I wonder how I ever had the time to do it all.
Well, you have.
Yeah, somehow.
T-Bone Burnett is a multiple Grammy winner. His new solo album is The Other Side, and we've been going out on Everything and Nothing. I guess one of your favorites too. T-Bone Burnett, thanks so much and congratulations on getting this out.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks so much.